Yes, is a name. We just call them wild boar here.
Okay. And say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, they were hungry. You say you had to go feed the
animals.
And what if you're talking about chickens and turkeys and geese? You say you had to feed the
fowl.
And if it was time to feed the animals and do your work, you'd say it was
feeding time?
Okay. And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, what do you have to do to it?
Put a bridle on it?
Or with a wagon, you have to put the
traces on.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say you got to harness or gear up?
Harness is what I meant to say earlier.
And when you're driving a horse, you hold the
harness reins.
Okay. What about when you're riding on it?
You hold the reins.
And your feet are in the
stirrups.
And when you're plowing, the trench cut by the plow is called the
trough.
Or the
furrow.
Okay. I may have asked you this yesterday, I forgot, but did you ever hear a special name for the horse that walks in the furrow when you plow it too?
No.
Did you ever hear people talk about when they have a horse hitched to wagons or plows, talk about a wheel horse or near horse or saddle horse?
Yes. I've heard them talking about a saddle horse or a wheel horse. I never heard of the near horse.
What was the saddle horse or wheel horse?
Well, to me, a saddle horse was one that you just rode and it was gentle. A wheel horse was one that you just attached to some mechanism to pull it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what a near horse is.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, and say the calf began to
bellow?
Okay. What about a cow?
Bellow.
Okay, and a horse?
Nanny.
And, well, some of these I'm going to ask now, you may have had no experience with, but how would you call a cow to get her out of the pasture? Did you ever hear anyone do that?
They go woo-wee, woo-wee, don't they?
Okay. What about calling a calf?
I never heard of calling a calf.
And to get a cow to stand still so you could milk her.
Don't you say hole?
Okay. How do you get her to move her leg back?
Pull her tail.
Okay. And how do you call a horse to get him in out of the pasture?
I don't know.
And to get him to turn left or right when you're plowing them.
Don't they say yay and nay or something like that?
Okay. And to get them started, you tell them?
I don't know.
Or when you're riding them, what do you say to them?
Giddy up.
Okay. And to stop them?
Whoa.
And to back them up?
You got me there.
How would you call sheep?
I have no idea.
What about hogs?
Suey, suey.
Okay. Did you ever hear people have a special call that they make to get the hogs to get away from them if they're crowding them or something?
I've heard that, but I wouldn't know what it is.
How would you call chickens?
Just chick, chick, chick.
Okay. Did y'all have any animals when you were growing up?
No. Just dogs, you know, pets like that.
Was it legal to keep chickens in town?
It was legal. But we had no chickens.
Did many families?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. What about cows and things? Could they keep them in town?
At that time, yes. Mm-hmm.